Welcome. This is Laura Lameri, and now you are tuned in to Conquer Real Estate Investing. I'm going to share with you the real deal as it comes to real estate investing, so listen in. Today, I will address a specific topic and answer your real estate investing burning questions. Be sure to email in your questions to be answered and featured in a future episode to questions@lauraalameri.com. Again, that's questions@lauraalameri.com. Let's get started. Hello there, I'm Laura Alameri, and in this brief video, I want to think outside the box here and come up with seven clever ideas to celebrate Thanksgiving using real estate investing. And this is a great tool to also give you some publicity as an investor, but at the same time, paying it back and paying it forward, okay? So just pay attention here. I'm going to give you some really cool ideas in the next couple of minutes. One of them is, why don't you set up a giving back plan? So let's say that you pledge that for the next 5 deals that you're doing, 10 deals that you're doing, you are going to give a percentage of the profits to a charity. Okay, so if you're wholesaling, for example, why don't you set up that you give, you know, $500 from the deal you close to a charity, for example. Okay, so this is really paying it forward. And I want to go back and say something to the effect that I am of the belief that when you open up to the abundance possibility, to the fact that you're going to pay it forward, and the fact that you are not going to be so greedy with the money to keep everything yourself, is actually going to help you as a person to move forward in your life and give you abundance, financial and otherwise. So see these as a way to really improve your energy and improve your life by doing something with real estate that's just beyond just creating a business for yourself. Okay, so number one, set up a giving back plan and help out charity. Now, the second one is run a crowdfunding company. So maybe you are interested in doing fix and flips, or you're doing fix and flips already, right? So you have some knowledge on how to do it, and why don't you run a crowdfunding with the intention of raising money, maybe to rehab a house that's going to be for low-income housing, or something that's going to be an assisted living facility for elderly, or taking a motel and rehabbing a motel and making it into efficiency apartments for seniors, which, by the way, you can get grants for that as well. But come up with some clever idea to go out there and go on one of these like GoFundMe campaigns and set up a crowdfunding venture to buy real estate for the purpose of doing something and giving back to the community, right? So that's another great idea. Another one is give real estate as a gift. People say, whoa, what do you mean, right? And there are pieces of real estate that you can buy really, really inexpensively, especially land. You can buy land from properties that are tax delinquent on their taxes. You can buy land, you know, from different type of auctions. And a lot of time you can buy these land lots for, you know, just the recording fees, especially if it's rural areas. You can buy building lots, camping lots, you know, some of you are interested in mobile homes, for example, parks. You can buy all kinds of stuff and cost only $50 to $200. And we did actually a couple of years ago, we did an event, and it was a little expo, a 2-day expo. And at the end of the expo, we're actually one of the things that we raffled off was land that we had acquired really inexpensively. So again, that's another idea for you to give land, maybe to family, maybe to your church, maybe to, you know, to, for whatever thing, give real estate as a gift. It doesn't have to be expensive, but it's still a valuable thing. I mean, think about it. You're giving somebody a lot or a piece of land instead of buying them a gift card, right? It's so much more valuable. The other thing is, the number four thing is offer free or discounted rent. And especially this year with everything that's been going on with the pandemic, I think a lot of people, especially tenants that you've had for a long time, tenants that you particularly like, and maybe you would like to stay. Maybe give them a break for December, saying, you know, part of my Thanksgiving gift to you, I'll give you, you know, so much off on your rent. And people would appreciate that, you know, especially right now. And again, it goes about paying it forward, right? And paying it back. Another thing is as a real estate investor, take the time to thank your past buyers and also sellers, people you have worked with this year. You know, really send a sincere thank you for working with me. Thank you for letting me help you, you know, sell your house, whatever the case may be. Thank people that you have worked with in the past, because that will bring more people with working with you in the future. And then along the same line is sending personalized messages, emails, postcard. Okay, don't make something generic. Take the time to really send something that personalized, maybe with, you know, pictures of something that is very personal to you, that makes sense to you, maybe your family, your pets, you know, something that people can relate to you. Okay, so personalize as much as you can. And the same thing is along the social media. When you do these posts on social media around this Thanksgiving, thank title company you work with, real estate agents, and so forth, and make them the messages personalized, so that they also make them so that they can share them, you know, with other businesses. And again, make it about really being in a spirit of sharing, paying it forward, and paying it back. So in summary, my 7 ideas for you for Thanksgiving is set up a giving back plan where you can take a percentage of your profit for pledge the next 5 to 10 deals. $500 of each deal will go to a charity. Number two is run a crowdfunding campaign and try to get money to maybe rehab a property or do something really creative with real estate, which you can also find grants and private money to do through crowdfunding. So that would be very clever and also give you a lot of good name and publicity. Number three is give real estate as a gift. You know, you can contact your county and get discounted lots, pieces of property that are really inexpensive, but it's still, you know, is a gift that's very, very valuable. Number four is offer free or discounted rent, especially to long-term tenants or people that you have worked with over the years. Number five is thank your past buyers and tenants about their business and make it very personalized. And then also the same along the same line, you know, send personalized messages to people. Okay, don't make a kind of a cookie cutter approach. And send something that shows you, okay, shows you in these messages. And last but not least is social media. Make sure you take it by storm by creating your own pay it forward campaign. Great. Hopefully it was great, some ideas here. I hope you have a great holiday season. Thanksgiving around the contract. We have so much to be thankful about, truly. And I see you in the next live. Thank you.